It's the post match show from the Glen Book after Liverpool have won again. They've beaten Brighton. Brighton, no, I've just been looking at Brighton. Who was it? Wolves. They're well shitter than Brighton.
Playing in Brighton's kit for no good reason, that's why.
Yeah, we beat Wolves 2-1. I'm joined by Kev Walsh, by Neil Dockin, and by David Kavanagh. David, if you're going to make a habit of holding on to 2-1 wins, that's better than a month or so ago when they were getting beat by 3 goals at home.
Yeah.
It is much better. You'd like it to be nicer to watch. It looked like it was going to be when we went 2-0 at half-time. I thought, so here we go. 3 or 4 here, get some of the young lads on. They're not quite there yet, but they are winning.
Right, again, you know, we got what we needed. No more, no less. They look a bit fatigued at the moment, don't they? And lack of numbers explains into that. It looked great first half, didn't it? It looked like you said there, it was going to be exactly what we wanted, maybe even a 4-0 or something like that. And to be fair, as much as we might have worried as fans a little bit, they didn't look like they were ever going to get a result against us. But it's not impressive enough to be joyous about. It looks like a crimbo where you're having it, where you've had too much to eat and you've had too much to drink and you've turned up and made the appearances that you wanted, but it wasn't quite the place where you needed to be. Now, gladly, my Christmas hasn't been that.
That's exactly how I feel today after last night.
It's like I've had too much of everything. But we just got what we needed. And if you just keep winning, the league table starts to look after itself. And I think that's where Liverpool fans... I'm not looking at anyone else's results at the moment. I don't really care. I don't know anyone else's scores. But now there's a run of games where we're unbeaten and a run of games where we're winning more often than we're not. And we're clicking the points. The Champions League is so important to the club. And we need to be in those places. But there were some positives. Certainly in the first half, Frimpong is full of beans, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think Kirk has overall was man of the match because I think he continued to deliver in the second half what he was delivering in the first half. And what a joy it is to watch Vertz play football.
Yeah.
What a joy.
Phenomenal.
And if he can get support around him and he can keep it going for longer. And Hugo's absolutely out on his feet at the end of every game because he's putting the shift in.